Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Let's do this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. It is Friday afternoon / evening, the 28th day of April 2023. Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 60 minutes. My name is Lee Elsie. If you're not paying attention, I'll remind you on Fridays, the first hour on this great network, I get a chance to broadcast to you across the entire country. Our pal Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, complete with his shine box, ready to bring magic from one coast to another by spinning the dials and pushing the buttons and making it all go. One more time, if you want to learn more about me, you can go online, leeelsie.com. You can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com, or you can like my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom. That would be me. Would love to see what you got to say up on the Facebook as well. Okay, let's begin. For generations, people have believed that America will always be a free country. You believe it. I believe it. Your father believed it. Your mother believed it. Your grandparents believed it. They came here because of it. America will always be free. We've had challenges, but we've always thought, in the end, freedom would win out. But freedom is often likened to a flame. It can shine brightly. It can inspire people not only here in this country, but around the globe. And it's actually one of the reasons why people migrate to the United States. That flame, that beacon of light, that wonder, freedom, the fiery freedom. But that fire can be reduced to a dying ember. Many people have stopped believing that America will get better. Many people have given up. People are rethinking what it means to be an American, rethinking their definition of American freedom. We have the worst inflation in four decades, embarrassments in foreign policy, a government intrusion into nearly every single aspect of our lives, and we're piling up debt at a record rate for future generations. Progressives are trying to rewrite American history, guys. They are demonizing vast segments of the population and dividing a nation of Americans into conflicting groups. They teach children that everyone is a victim or oppressed. Some schools are removing boy and girl from the vernacular. It's an indoctrination into a world of wokeness. Woke, which at one point in time was actually considered a compliment. But yes, we've twisted it. Why? Because we're sick of it. Being woke in the 70s and 80s meant one thing. Being woke now means you're borderline lunatic. You're on the edge of insanity. This warped vision runs counter to everything for which America stands, and it threatens your freedom, and it threatens my freedom. Millions of Americans are wondering, some for the first time, what can they do? What can I do? What can you do? What can we do? You've got to be a warrior. You've got to fight. You've got to pick up a sign. You've got to make a phone call. You got to barge into a congressman's office and slam your fist on the desk and say, no, no, this is not acceptable. I don't want my child taught that in grammar school. You can do it. We can do it. But you got to be strong. We got to fight. We must remain committed to the principles of a limited government and personal responsibility. You are what you do. That's it. Personal responsibility. Fight for the freedom. You can talk about it. We can talk about it. But eventually, action. Your action will always speak louder than words. Remember, religion, education, entrepreneurship, those are the empowering alternatives to victimhood. Again, personal responsibility. Don't be a victim. Don't claim that you're a victim. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. And punch back. If you've been knocked down, get up. If you're knocked down again, get up again. Thomas Paine's optimism was pretty remarkable. Paine said the flame of liberty could be reduced to embers, but never extinguished because it always will live in human hearts. No matter what happens, no matter what people say, no matter what people do, no matter what the government may do, it doesn't change who we are. We are, in fact, the keepers of that flame. Freedom carries a heavy responsibility. We have to make sure that we have strong enough shoulders to carry that freedom. It is disheartening to witness the celebration of ongoing efforts to cancel and destroy those who have built something. But the left certainly has taken that mantra of trying to break apart or to celebrate someone else's tragedy. The leftist government continues to spread corruption, hate, prejudice, immorality. They use fear, they use intimidation, they use propaganda. And yeah, they're winning the war, but we are the keepers of the flame. The current citizenship, unfortunately, appears too cowardly and are too manipulated to stand up and fight against them. And that's why I'm yelling and screaming this morning. You have to be the keeper of the flame. You have to stand up and fight. Too many folks are cowering. Too many people are just accepting it. Too many people are saying, oh, it's okay. It's really not that bad. I just won't use that word, girl or boy. None of that is acceptable. You don't get to change the language because you're a narcissist and you want it all about you. No. The left is trying to take out those who inspire. We can't let them have that victory. Stand up. Be a warrior. Be strong. Do not kowtow to the left, ever. If there are topics that warrant middle ground, we can be sensible about those topics. We can have a conversation with the other side. But we're not going to engage in hysteria or crazed lunacy. Biological boys are not girls. Biological girls are not boys. If I want to use language that's been with us since we were a civilized nation to describe either one, I will. No one can stop me. I'm a free man. And this is just one tentacle of a very evil beast that is trying desperately to change the culture of this country for the worst. So once again, be the keeper of the flame of freedom. Fight for it. Whenever and wherever you can get involved, join a PTA, join a conservative group to fight back against some of this stuff. Run for office. Whatever you think you can do to help the cause, get off your rear end and do it. See, the bottom line is you can't sit there passively, do nothing, and expect others to do the heavy lifting for you. That's not how this works. You've got to be more proactive. I'm not telling you to go out and create violence or be violent or be ugly. Not saying that. I'm saying when you see injustices in the world, you've got to challenge them. If you see something that doesn't sit right, challenge it. Do not let them get away
with this kind of stuff. You've got to remember, they are hell-bent, they being the progressive left, are hell-bent on ripping apart the very essence of what makes this country great. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. Don't ever let them do it. I know you're probably tired of me saying this, but again, one of my favorite quotes from our forefathers. We pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. These great men, who 245 years ago, through divine intervention, I believe that, through divine intervention, created this experiment of America. Don't let the progressives trample on that. Don't allow them to steal your freedoms. If your forefathers could pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, you can get off your rear end and go to a PTA meeting and tell the quote-unquote powers that be that you're not having it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. It's an honor and a pleasure to get a chance to hang out with you. The first hour on Fridays, your fearless leader, Wayne Allen Root, will be here again in a little less than 60 minutes. He is getting all loosey-goosey, warming up in the bullpen to come on in. Once again, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. That's how it works. See, like, I'm here in Connecticut. So I shoot the signal out to Dallas, then shoot it out to Vegas, up to the satellite, out to you. It's magic, man. It's pure radio magic. But don't move. We'll come right back. Got a great hour in store for you. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root for ZThac and ZShield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary ZThac product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed ZShield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me.
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Raw and un...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. More about me, LeeElsie.com. Check that out. Email me. VLCRadio@gmail.com.
You're going to love this one. A Vermont elementary school says it will no longer use the words male or female when teaching fifth grade students about puberty and human reproduction. Families of students at Founders Memorial School received a letter on April 20th informing them the changes to the science and health curriculum. The changes reflect the district's desire to use gender-inclusive language, according to Principal Sarah Jablonski, in an effort to align our curriculum with our equity policies. Teachers will be using gender-inclusive language throughout this unit. With any differences, we strive to use person-first language. What a bunch of garbage. What a bunch of crap. Instead of referring to a person as a boy or a male, teachers will say person or those who produce sperm. Likewise, they will no longer say girl or female, but person who produces eggs. I want to throw up. It's sounding like a Saturday Night Live skit. A badly written Saturday Night Live skit. Unbelievable. The letter itself says, "Dear fifth grade families and caregivers, it is time
for our health and reproductive teachers to focus in on the human anatomy, and we will focus in on the physical and emotional changes that happen during puberty,
and briefly introduce the basic structure and function of the human reproductive system. Students will be participating in whole group discussions." By the way, this is fifth grade? "In an effort to align our curriculum with equity policies, teachers will be using gender-inclusive language throughout the unit. With any differences, we strive to use person-first language as best practice. You will see examples of this below. We are working on editing worksheets and handouts to reflect these changes, but you may see worksheets that have not changed yet. Oh, good God. Oh my, you might see a worksheet that says boy on it. Holy crap! Call the cops! If you're interested in seeing the materials teachers will be using, we'll have a binder available in the main office for review. While teaching students about the human body, the district said it will focus on the physical and emotional changes that occur during puberty and briefly introduce the basic structure and function of the human reproductive system. This has become an absolute cultish nightmare. You can't use the word boy or girl to fifth graders. If you're an educator and you're buying into this load of absolute hysterics, shame on you. You should stop being an educator. You should retire. Go on and do something else. If you can't use boy and girl in a fifth grade classroom, we are lost. We are finished. Holy God. What have we done? What has happened at record speed in front of our eyes? With our language, with our community, with our common sense? The policy passed in an 8-1 vote. Oh, man. Of course it passed 8-1. The entire school system, the entire educational system, from the bottom right on up, is filled with progressives. Shame on all of you. You are going to be the reckoning. If this nation falls into the abyss, it'll be because of you. You have failed us as educators. All right, that's enough for this for now. It's exhausting. You have to fight the battle, but it is exhausting. It's day after day. They try to wear you down. And you read a story like this, and it's part of that just constant, like water dripping, like Chinese water torture, just drip, 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 drip on your forehead until you go absolutely insane. Brutal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Love for you to email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour on Fridays. He is kind enough to allow me to share an hour with you. I have a few days coming up in May where I'll be with you the entire show. But for tonight, you got me for the first hour. Again, Wayne will be here in a little less than 60 minutes. Don't move. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. More than 7 million people in Central Texas are again watching the skies as the risk of tornadoes, thunderstorms, and huge hail is again very high. It's also a danger in parts of Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. It's a beautiful day along the Mississippi River in Davenport, Iowa. It's also very wet as the river has flooded well into the downtown and is still rising. Could be Monday before the river crests in Davenport. To the west, Yosemite National Park is closing tonight, at least through the middle of next week. The Merced River is expected to reach flood stage this weekend, thanks to spring heat starting to melt the record snowpack in the Sierra Nevada mountains. A U.S. Army soldier is in a Fairbanks, Alaska hospital, the lone survivor of a mid-air crash of two Apache helicopters. Three others were killed. The copters collided as they were returning from a training mission in Alaska. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, Back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. I have a very uncomfortable topic to talk to you about. May give you that unpleasant feeling in the pit of your stomach. I want to talk about child abuse. I want to talk about child manipulation. According to the National Child Abuse and Neglect Data System, there are approximately 656,000 children who were victims of abuse or neglect in 2019 alone. And my guess is that number is conservative, to say the least. Very low, on the low side. I think child abuse, sex trafficking, child manipulation, child neglect is through the roof. And while all of this is going on, suburban housewives, progressive families who are fat off the wealth of their parents are putting up rainbow signs in their front yard, taking down the BLM signs, putting them in the basement. They'll bring them out next time there's a shooting they don't agree with, and they're putting up the gay mafia signs. That's an indication. It's a big, hey, look at me sign. I'm over here. I'm morally superior to you. Got a rainbow sign on my front lawn. Had a Black Lives Matter sign. Yeah. Had a Biden sign. Here I am. Many of these leftist protagonists are inheritance, welfare liberals. Love that term. Yeah. I got my money from daddy.
No. I don't work. I'm just enjoying the benefits of generational wealth, and I'm showing you by having this sign on my front lawn that I am morally superior to you.
So these truly enlightened demo elitists harbor fear for the grassroots America. They fear you. They actually fear folks who believe in freedom. It's the backbone of the nation. That's what grassroots America is. 50-hour work week, 60-hour work week, struggling to pay the bills, the rent, the food, the kids, the school, all of that. Those people believe in God. They believe in the country. They believe in the Second Amendment. They believe their right to free speech. And they don't want to be bludgeoned over the head with the lunacy of woke America. One-on-one, suburban America, the elitists, the inheritance, welfare, liberals, the rainbow-colored virtual signalers, cannot go toe-to-toe with a red-blooded American. They wither and die. That's why they come in packs like hyenas, like jackals. And although they can be violent when they're in a group, alone they're sheep. Same sheep, the BLM sheep, the white shaming of neighborhoods. I have a question. When push comes to shove, my guess is that the suburban leftists, would they defend and support this country? Probably not.
It's a fascinating question to ask. Because the moral authority depends on the backbone of this country, the grassroots backbone, for protection. Whenever something goes off the rails, it's middle America. It's the red-blooded American souls who come to the rescue of everyone else. So the Rainbow Mafia has your kids all twisted up. They don't know if they're going or if they're coming. And there's some interesting numbers about what happens to transgender individuals, folks who have this gender dysphoria. They don't know if they're a male or a female. Well, the numbers are beginning to come out, and they're crystal clear. The overwhelming majority, 90-plus percent, of kids who consider themselves in a gender-fluid situation when they're young wind up being gay. Most of these kids get to a certain age, and they no longer want to flip genders. They were confused as kids, and now their life is settling out. Here's a study, again, collecting survey, 1,600-plus parents between 2017 and 2021 looking for information about rapid-onset gender dysphoria that their children may be going through. The takeaway, 78% of the rapid-onset gender dysphoria kids were white, living in the United States of America. The average age of teenage girls with this syndrome is 15.7 years. The average age for teenage males, biological males, is 17.2 years. Males are more likely to identify as the opposite sex. Females are more likely to identify as fluid. females are more likely to present being quote-unquote out while in public, while males are more likely to present selectively. And the crux of this particular study is that kids who identify with an opposite sex early on wind up just growing out of it. And again, as I said earlier, becoming gay. Shame on the education system. Shame on the media. Shame on any adult who takes the position to try to funnel or push these young kids into a lifestyle that, A, they don't understand, and they certainly don't understand the ramifications of hormones or any kind of surgery when you're just a child. Why would adults push these drugs and surgery on children? What is it? It's got to be some kind of a sinister plot from some deep underground satanic group that somehow has surfaced. I mean, I'm not a big believer of conspiracy theories, but manipulating children and driving them to a conclusion prior to them even reaching puberty in some cases, it's child abuse to do this. And in a world where you can conservatively estimate that there are 40 million slaves, 40 million slaves at least live right now on this planet. You can make an argument there are almost 20 million slaves who live in India. 3.5 million who live in China, 2+ million in Pakistan, 1.5 million in Bangladesh. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. You may have thought slavery was abolished, but it has not been abolished. It has not been eradicated. And the sad part of the 40 million people who live on this planet right now who are considered slaves, half of them are kids. And of those kids, the giant percentage of those kids that are slaves are sex slaves. Yet somehow, in suburban America, there's a housewife or an English teacher who, by putting a transgender rainbow mafia flag or sign on their front lawn, they think they've done enough. They think they're the solution to a global problem where 20 million kids are considered slaves, and a large chunk of them are sex slaves. Yet somehow some suburban housewife or a biology teacher in some Midwestern town puts a rainbow flag or a mafia sign, rainbow mafia sign on their front lawn, and all of a sudden they're doing the work of the moral authority by stamping out racism and sexism and transphobia. Eradicating it because you're putting a sign on your front lawn. My response to our social elite who have taken up that position is that look around. Child abuse is happening everywhere. Child neglect is happening everywhere. And you're just feeding that problem by over-sexualizing these young kids, force-feeding them at such an early age, it's absurd. And somehow creating a narrative where it's okay for kids in grade school to pick their gender. The insanity of that. The shameful activity. Not only should we stop it, we should root out the cause of it, eradicate that, imprison every single person who feeds into it. As adult men, we are supposed to be the protectors. We are supposed to be the last line of defense. We are supposed to throw ourselves into the line of fire to protect children and women, for that matter. Where have all the men gone? Where have you all disappeared to? So don't try to shame me. Don't try to trans-shame me. You should be ashamed of yourself for putting kids, children, into the line of fire. This whole situation, again, I'll revert back to a biblical sense. It's almost as if it comes directly from the mouth of Satan. Whether you believe in God or not, this is evil. What's happening to the kids, what's happening to these grotesque, jaded movements in this country where somehow we celebrate this idea that someone can pretend they're female when in fact they're a biological male, while we accept the idea that men can compete in female sports and can open up the door to any restroom in the country, and while your child, your young girl, is using the bathroom, they can walk in, fully intact male, and go to the bathroom right next door? That's not evil? That's not insanity? Every person who's a proponent of that should be hauled away in belly chains. It's reprehensible. It's diabolical. And let me just make sure we're crystal clear on this issue. I am not anti-trans or anti-gay. I am all about you living your life to its fullest. Whatever makes you happy, as long as you have not affected somebody else negatively, God bless you. I want you to live the best life you can possibly live. But I'll tell you, you cannot be manipulating young children and corrupting their impressionable minds, indoctrinating them onto a path, onto a lifestyle path that they were never intended to follow. Shame on you for that. My name is Lee Elsie. Time to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so a very, very, very special guest is joining us right now. So as you know, we try to do anything and everything we can to support and get the word out on veterans issues. And, of course, we have a number of different charities that we work with locally as far as vets go. And we've had shows dedicated to veterans. So, you know, we're 100% behind our vets. And there's an event going on in Washington on May 11th through the 13th. And General Crystal is joining us right now. You are down there in Washington, correct?
That is correct.
So you got your high waiter boots on, I assume.
Yes, we've had a little bit of rain.
Well, for other reasons, maybe down there for Washington politics. I'm just having some fun with you. But, I mean, there's an event coming up. Can you tell us about this event between the 11th and the 13th of May?
I sure can. So we are having a major event. We call it an epic event on May 11th, 12th, and 13th of this year, 2023, to honor our Vietnam veterans and their families like it's never done before. We kind of missed that boat 50 years ago as a nation. To thank and honor those that served and their families back in Vietnam and during the Vietnam era. And we're putting together 3 days of events to kind of make up for that now. As you know, the Vietnam War commemoration, which can be found on VietnamWar50th.com, is here through the calendar year of 2025 to continue and honor, to continue to thank and honor Vietnam veterans and their families. There are 7 million Vietnam veterans living here in the U.S. and abroad. We've reached about half of that number, and we're going to spend the May 11th, 12th, and 13th in the next 2 years trying to get to the other half. But basically what we're doing on May 11th, 12th, and 13th at the JFK Hockey Field, John F. Kennedy Hockey Field, and at the West Potomac Park down in Washington, D.C., we're going to be hosting what we call Welcome Home, A Nation Honors Vietnam Veterans and Their Families. And basically what we're going to have is through May 11th, 12th, and 13th, is roughly 100 partners who are teamed up with us. And again, we fall under the Department of Defense, the Vietnam War commemoration.
Right.
And we are putting together, we have historic walkthroughs, we have entertainment, we have veteran services, we will have a big concert, we will have senior leaders from all military organizations, we will have walking around greeting Vietnam veterans, and taking some time to talk to them and hear their story. We will have Medal of Honor recipients walking around in the same way, pinning our Vietnam veterans and just having conversations and honoring our Vietnam veterans and their families. We have all the services will be represented. We're going to have on-site We will have things such as the Veterans Affairs Mobile Support Unit, which will be out there actually providing assistance to veterans who are not getting it, even as of now, 50 years later. We're going to pretty much wrap it up on the last day of the 13th with a major multimedia concert. So we are looking forward to those dates.
Who's playing in concert? Who's going to be there?
So we are going to have Chris Northern, who is an up-and-coming Nashville star, is going to be performing for us. And he is coming to us. He is an Annapolis graduate, so he's definitely going to be able to relate. We have the three tenors from New York City are going to be there. And most specifically, we're going to have Pershing's Own, the Army Band, who will be performing along with these folks.
Great. That's
so
great.
We're looking forward to a great, great series of events. And we encourage all your listeners to come on down. We have on our website, VietnamWar50th.com, we have links to the counties surrounding the area. And in those websites are links to hotels that are offering special rates for those 3 days for those events.
You know, General, in the conversations that I've had in particular with the Vietnam veterans, so, you know, you get them in the studio, you get them telling stories, and the one thing above anything else that really affects them, you know, even more than seeing their friends die or, you know, just horrible war scenes, is the treatment that they got when they came home. Their whole demeanor and the look on their faces changes when they start talking about that. So we owe them so much. And, you know, since then, we've done a fantastic job, I think, with our military and recognizing. But without question, the Vietnam veterans, they sort of fell through the cracks, and we need to right that wrong for sure.
Hey, Lee, I agree with you 100%. When I give talks around the nation about the Vietnam veterans, I often paraphrase George Washington, who had said that how we treat the veterans who fought our wars will definitely have a direct impact on who volunteers to fight our future wars. And we did not treat our Vietnam veterans, as you said, very well at all. But I will tell you, my generation, a younger generation of soldiers and Marines and warriors and airmen and Navy and you name it, they had the Vietnam veterans to thank, because the Vietnam veterans could have turned their back on everybody.
Right.
But, you know, when our generation and later generations came home from places like Kuwait, Iraq, and Afghanistan, the first people in line to welcome them home and cheer and clap and shake that warrior's hand and say welcome home was the Vietnam veteran. So it was the Vietnam veteran that turned the tide how we look at our veterans. We have them to thank for that. So that's another part of what the honor that we're doing.
No question, General. Listen, I appreciate the info today. Where can folks go to learn more about the event and maybe see exactly what the schedule is? Is there a website?
There is. VietnamWar50th.com. That's 50, VietnamWar50th.com. We're also on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on a whole bunch of social media. So please, give us a search and come on down and support the event. If you're a veteran, come on down and let us thank you.
Well, let me take this opportunity to thank you, sir, for doing all the things that you've done. General Crystal talking about a very special event down in Washington, D.C., May 11th through the 13th to honor our Vietnam vets. We are out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.